Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm thankful and blessed. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula, as always. Thank you.
Hi, Paula.
Is that not Paula?
I don't know. I'm not on the board. I can't see. Must not be.
Is it Mark? Oh, well, let's see. Paula, is that you?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, so I got you on there twice.
Well, I called and then my phone just ended the call, so it's been doing that a lot today.
Oh, I tell you, girls. I tell you now, let me tell you, I took Facebook Messenger off my phone because this is the honest to God's truth. I was sitting here, and it's like my phone was ringing. Well, I looked down to answer it, but there was nowhere to answer it, right? So I was like, well, that's strange as hell. So the next thing I know, I hear two people talking. So I'm looking down at my phone. There's no phone connection. There's no Facebook connection. You know what I'm saying? And I'm hearing this phone conversation. And, I mean, it's going on and on and on. And I'm like, hello, hello, hello. And they couldn't hear me, but I could hear every word that both of them was saying. Now, one of them was in Ohio and one of them was in Kentucky. And I know these people really well. Matter of fact, they're some of my family. And, I mean, I even told my aunt yesterday, you know, I heard the whole, I had to literally shut my phone down, shut it down to not hear their conversation. Now, ain't that crazy?
I know that that used to happen back a lot when I had a landline, but I never knew of it happening before on a cell phone.
Yes, Jolene, yes. So I took Messenger off my phone because that's what they were talking. They had called each other on Messenger, on Facebook Messenger. You know how you can call each other on Messenger?
And I so never do that.
I took it off. I took it off my phone. It's off, you know. I mean, man, I mean, is that not an invasion of privacy?
You'd probably be okay with your calls as long as you didn't call on Facebook Messenger. But I never do.
Right. No, I don't either, Jolene. I don't ever use that. I never use that as a call thing. But, you know, a lot of people do. You'd be surprised at a lot of people that does. You know, is that you again, Paula? You get knocked off?
Yeah. Yep, I sure did.
I see you three times on the board, Paula.
Three times a charm, maybe.
It's like, man, I just don't know what's going on. I mean, it's some weird stuff going on.
How's your signal, Paula? Do you just have poor signal?
Same as always. I'm in the same spot I'm always in, so I don't know what's up. It's dropped calls with three of my children.
Like how's they the weather? Water
on them. Yeah, it's been doing it all day.
Huh. Crazy, Paul. So sorry we didn't do a show yesterday. I was so pushed for time. I didn't even actually get to go up into the burial thing of the cemetery yesterday because I couldn't get my automobile up in that holler because you have to drive through a creek to get up in there, and there's no way my vehicle would have went up in the creek. And it was an opportunity for me to have a supper with my brother, who is a minister, before he went back to Tennessee, and with my other baby brother and my mother and things. So I just could not do the show because I felt like what little bit of time I do get to spend with my family is a very precious time to me. Family is very important. Or spending time with anybody is very important. So I took the time yesterday to be with my brothers and my mother and my sister-in-law and my stepmother. So I apologize. And I've got several belated birthdays. I've got Mitchell Irwin, Lucas Zayo. I love you, Lucas, up there in Michigan. Love little Lucas. He's been right here in my home. Janelle Rapp, happy birthday. Jeffrey Matlock, happy birthday to you. Then we've got Jonah Hensley, happy birthday. Rich Harmon, happy birthday. Beery Candy, happy birthday to you. And Jack Apu, happy birthday. Amelia Swab, happy birthday. And Elizabeth McKay, happy birthday. That is all birthdays from yesterday. Today, I've got Christine Bowen, Roy Gord, Roger Struck, Jordan Bird, Ted Rogers. Love you, Ted, with all my heart, dude. No, me and Ted go way back. Love you, Ted. Happy birthday. David Compatry Jr., happy birthday to you. Then I have my aunt, Miss Phyllis Shepherd. Happy birthday to you, Miss Phyllis. And then I've also got Willard Justice. That's a lot of birthdays. That is my Facebook family and friends' birthday. Miss Geraldine, do you happen to have any?
I have no idea if I have any or not. My Facebook time is very limited. I'm working 7 days a week, so I don't know. But if you have a birthday, happy birthday.
Oh, wow, 7 days a week, Jolene. You sound like Hank.
Yeah, I'm working 7 days now, which that's what I wanted. You know, I said, shoot, I'll work 7 days if I can get it. But I'm working with two different companies.
Oh, okay. Well, go, Jolene.
Yes.
Pioneer Paula, do you happen to have any birthdays?
No, not today.
The weather, it is actually really cloudy and 42, but it says it feels like 34. Miss Jolene.
Here it is a beautiful, sunny 70 degrees.
Oh, wow. I'm coming to Texas,
Jolene.
Day before
yesterday, it was 80.
Ain't that crazy?
I know, yes.
I believe it's warmer in Texas than it is in Florida then.
Well, now, they say we get, you know, a little winter. We'll have cold weather, but I think it usually happens around the middle of January or, you know, something like that. It just starts later, I guess. And it's not nearly as cold and brutal, but we do have winter.
All right. Pioneer Paula. What
39. It's miserable here. Camp, and it's got my body locked up.
Yeah, the wind is wicked here today. I mean, man, I mean, it's just wicked.
Yeah.
Happy New Year's Eve to all you people out there and things. Happy New Year's Eve. So I hope and today is actually our last day on the radio for a while. We could come back. If we do come back, I will let you people know and things. Boy, people just... All right, people, read my timeline. I do not have Messenger. The moment you try to tell everybody you don't have Messenger, everybody wants to send you a message. I do not have Messenger. But today is our last show for a while. I think I've got 900 and let's see. Well, we didn't do yesterday's show. So really, actually, we've only got 841 live shows. On the Gatewood Legacy Radio. And then we had 139 shows. So it's 980 days. 980 days today that we've been on the radio.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, it is. Poor old Paula. Paula, it's just making you drop out, ain't it?
I know. It's about ready to make me throw this motherfucking phone outside in the rain.
Yeah, I mean, I just cannot believe. I mean, you only get to stay on there 1 or 2 minutes, and then you're just, like, gone and got to call back in. That's crazy.
Right. I don't know what's up with it. And I've got my children trying to want to come get me to take me to another child to do the New Year's Eve Chinese, and I don't fucking want to get out. I don't feel like getting out in this weather, driving 25 miles with all the idiots that's going to be on the road. I just don't want to do that.
I thought you were doing chili.
I was until Sarah said she's going to bring Chinese, and then now they was going to come get me and take me to Sam's. Well, I don't want to go nowhere. I want to stay home in bed with my critters so I can stay warm. I can't walk today. My body's locked up, and I don't feel like being around people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, yeah, everybody, please.
You know, I appreciate it because we always do Chinese and play cards and New Year's Eve, but I just don't feel like driving 25 miles to go do all that.
What was you going to say, Jolene?
I was just going to tell Paula that maybe her phone's having a problem because they're having problems with the tower. Because
they
that happens too. Yeah, that happens if you're, you know, if the tower's acting up.
But I've got
but
children
don't throw your phone away. These things are too damn expensive to replace. Don't throw your phone away.
Yeah, you throw your phone away, something you'll need it just as soon as you throw it away. No, it's crazy. No news. It is New Year's Eve. Please don't read bank and drive and call Uber. I would tell you call a taxi, but Uber seems to be the number one thing now. Call you an Uber, people. Do not be drinking and driving. Don't be texting and driving. Shooting heroin or driving, you know. Well, Lord have mercy, there's Pioneer Paula again. Welcome to the show, Paula. I'm going to just tell you welcome to the show every time you get on.
I don't know what's up with it. I really don't.
Oh, that is just crazy. Have you tried, well, I'm sure you have, you tried to turn it off and turn it back on?
No, I haven't done that yet, but I've done just about everything else. I don't know what's up with it. And I've been on it all day, so I don't know why all of a sudden in the last hour it decides it wants to fuck up.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy because, you just imagine me when I was sitting here Thursday night. And I'm hearing this whole conversation between my cousin and my aunt, you know. And, I mean, they were just, of course, I mean, they were talking about the funeral and stuff. But, I mean, you know, I mean, they was just as clear as we are, ladies. Weird. And, you know, it makes you wonder how many other people's conversations are being heard that's talking through Facebook Messenger.
Right.
You know, it's like, man. But, you know, one of my other friends brought up something that was pretty, I thought was pretty important, too. You know, when you download Facebook Messenger, you agree to let them have access to all your pictures in your phone. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of things like that you download. You know, you got to let them have access to just about everything on your phone.
Wonder why, Jolene.
Control.
Well,
yeah, I'm over all that.
I can understand, like, you know, your location if you're wanting, you know, Wi-Fi or, you know, GPS or something like that. But
right.
I don't understand why they have to have, you know, your pictures and all that unless you're doing one of those little skits on there like, you know, who's your best friends for the 2016 or, you know, that type of thing. We do them little game things, you know, and then they need all that information. But a lot of times they don't. So I don't know. It's just you have no privacy on a cell phone. That's the only way to put it.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Darlene. We have no privacy on cell phone. We've lost Paula again, bless her heart. I hope she didn't throw the phone out in the yard. I mean, yeah, that's just crazy. She's just having a, maybe she'll reboot her phone and get to come back and things. We got about 4 minutes before we play our song. So sorry, like I say. But I do want to give a big shout out to Luke Webinga. Thank you so much, Luke, for being on the show with us and always sharing the show all the time. Josiah Cox, thank you so much. I want to thank Paula for all the times that she's been here with us, and thank my co-host, Miss Jolene, who's been with us, you know, and things. Thank you so much, Jolene. I mean, man, we got a lot of episodes, and I had also said that I'm going to try to take and go from the very first episode. Well, I know I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to the very first episode, and I'm going to take and download all of our episodes, all of them. And I'm going to put them on YouTube. And the reason I'm going to put them on YouTube is I believe that YouTube will always be there, and they'll be under the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I believe YouTube will always be there. I'm not for sure that Blog Talk Radio, you know, if Blog Talk Radio is, for instance, the owner of whoever owns Blog Talk Radio, say, for instance, I hope they never die, but if they was to die, there's no guarantee that that website will stay up there, and then all of our shows would be lost. So to keep them from being lost, I'm going to convert them into a slideshow and put them on YouTube, because I believe YouTube will always be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's just so that I can say that. I can say them. Welcome back, Paula.
Me again, Margaret.
You're just bouncing in and out today, ain't you, Paula?
Really.
For 420, are you playing Don Miller?
Oh, yes. We've been playing it for a couple of days, yes. Juggling, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because that's been our number one most played song on here, so yeah. We've been playing it for the last couple of days, and for sure we actually started it with that, so we have to end it with that.
Yeah. It's just an awesome song.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a great, and I mean, thank you so much, Don Miller, for letting us have the song to play on here with us. And thanks, and Pat Riley, thank you. A big shout out to Paul Stanford, Lynn Wilson, thank you so much, Lynn, Willie Nelson, all the guests that we've had on here. We've had so many guests, and there is Pioneer Paula back with us again.
Yeah, phone, I'm about ready to throw it out. It better not fuck up during 420, or I probably will throw it out the door.
Let's hope it don't, Paula. Yeah, I mean, that's just crazy, Paula. I have no idea. Maybe after the radio, you'll have to try to
turn it off. That way I won't get no messages.
Turn it off.
Yep. And go to bed.
It's just going to be off and go to bed. Today is the end of my activist work. No more activist work for me as of today. It's all over with for me. The guns, the coal, the murders, the cannabis fight, I've give up on it. I guess the old saying is they've wore me out. I'm going to take time for myself, my personal self, and my family and things, and what friends that I've got and things. I'm going to take time for them and things.
Nothing wrong with that, Colby.
Thank you, Jolene. And I actually feel like I'm going to be able to be more of a help to people than I ever have been. And I'm looking really forward to the new journey that I'm going to be on. But we're going to take a break, ladies. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds.
Yay. Puff, puff, pass.
I'm a puffin'.
Do we? I was going to say, I hope we didn't lose you, Paula.
Not yet.
Here we go, ladies.
They're getting off of work, I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die from stress, or learn to let it all go. Lots of state of mind, and atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, what a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Mueller, out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. Thank y'all. Let's see, we've got a, I think, Paula, didn't you put a prayer request out there for one of your children?
Yes, I did. My oldest daughter.
Remember. Oh, really? Okay, let's remember her and pray for her. And, let's remember me. I mean, I'm getting ready to drink this deadly killer medicine on this test I got to have on the 10th. So it's like, man, I mean, you know, I'm reading the side effects. The first thing says, well, it could cause death. I'm thinking, well, damn, could cause death? What the hell am I going to drink that shit for?
Oh, my God.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking, damn, I don't know how this is going to work. You know, and I mean, says you can have rectal bleeding and go to hemorrhaging and, you know, go to throwing up. I'm like, this is not cool. This is not cool.
What kind of test do you have to have done?
The colonoscope.
What?
The colon thing, Jolene. They're going up in the colon. They're going to put me asleep and check the colon out. Yeah. Yeah, and the very first side effect, I mean, the very first precaution on it, it says, well, it could cause death. I had to drink this. I was like, really? Well, I don't know how that's going to work out with me. I said, go. Because, I mean, that's the first thing I do is look at the side effects and the warnings on things, you know. I'm hoping to lay the cigarettes down this year. You know, I need to lay my cigarettes down. Welcome back, Paula.
Well, beginning to irritate me. All day, so it has to fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding, Paula. Oh, well, you know, it's just modern technology. I mean, it's just so amazing
really, to
me. You know, we do got session that's getting ready to start. I think in 4 or 5 days, ain't Paula? Session's going to be back in.
Probably, yeah, this coming week, I think.
Yeah. Got our legislators in there with all kinds of bills that they're going to be passing, and a lot of stuff that's going into effect, you know, here. So, again, I want to thank you so much, Jolene, for being with us. I mean, man, I'm so
humbled. My pleasure.
So humbled by you and Paula being here and sticking with me on this and things. Like I say, I ain't really going to know how to act not being able to do the radio, you know. Because yesterday I started once to feel a little bit guilty, and then I was like, no, you know, I can't feel guilty for being able to spend time with my family. You know, that's not being fair to them, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, that's just like with me, you know, I haven't been there, you know, for the past couple months, you know, since I started work, but you know, sometimes you just got to do what's best for you and your family.
Yes, yes, absolutely, Jolene, absolutely. You know, I guess that, like that song, Time Marches On. I love that song, Time Marches On, you know.
Oh, yeah,
You know, time marches on. It waits for none of us, that's for sure. So
that's
you got to get out there and get with it.
Get on board or get left behind.
yeah, exactly, Jolene, exactly. It's like, man, I want to thank everybody out there that sent prayers and things for my family yesterday and things and the day before. I mean, thank you all so much. I'm so humbled by the prayers and things. Oh, we want to remember Michael Van Dyke's back in the hospital. Let's remember him, burn some sage and send some prayers his way. I'm not sure just exactly where he's at. And welcome back again, Paula.
Thank you.
Well, Paula, there's one thing about it, Paula. Our ratings today is going to be the best ratings ever because of every time that you've had to call in that boosts that rating score
beautiful,
on the show.
Beautiful. It'll probably do it one more time.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it's really boosted the ratings on the show today, Paula.
Well, hey, I called in like five times yesterday, so you had ratings and what nothing. Because I didn't know if you'd ever do it, so every so often I just call in and see, you know, if you was there.
Right. No, it was actually a dead air.
Even though you were here.
Yeah, it was a dead air show yesterday. I didn't even share it or nothing. And I tried to actually go back in there and edit it, but it wouldn't even let me edit it to put it as a rerun. I was like, that's okay. I'll fix it when it gets on YouTube. You know, when I get to YouTube, I will fix it. I'll fix it as a rerun for tomorrow. But I don't know. I mean, it sort of ends us with 980 shows. So, I mean, that's an even number. If I do the rerun,
well,
it's 981.
Yeah, well, that'll be 2 4 20s.
Oh, well, true, Paula. True.
I think. 840 is 2 4 20s.
Oh, well, how cool is that? How cool is that? I want to thank you so much, Jolene, for taking out of your busy time and being with us. And I love you with all my heart. Love you. You got my cell phone number. You ever need me, you come back in this way, Jolene. I want to see you. You let me know.
You know, just because it's the end of the show doesn't mean we're going to end our friendship. You'll be hearing from me.
Absolutely, Jolene. Same to you, Paula. You know we got Fancy Farm this year.
Right, and I'm still going to call you and text you like always.
That's right. I love you, ladies, and thank you all so much. And everybody have a good weekend. God bless everybody, and we'll be back. Happy New Year. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you guys.
Just a little
bye.
Old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson. and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.